Trademarks of Apple Inc. All rights reserved.
Yeah, doing the doing the nostalgic Mike Schultz listening reminded me. At one point, this used to be the theme song.
Yeah, those were the days.
Right. Which
we should probably play it more since we don't know when we're going to hear the James Bond music again.
And since this is a movie, and the other thing is a TV theme song.
There's that.
Yeah. He's Mike Schultz, entertainment editor of the River City's Reader movie critic.
Hey, yeah.
He brought notes.
I brought notes this time. Because there are a couple lines in The Last Airbender that we got to share with the audience, I think, wrote down. But let's should we save that?
We'll get caught up because I wanted to end with the Twilight and the Airbender, which are the new movies this week. And they're already in Quad City Theaters.
Yes.
Have been for a couple days. That Twilight's making more money than it knows what to do with.
Good night. Yeah, $30 million at the midnight screening? Just the midnight screening?
Now, is this the last
Good
one?
Good Lord. No, there's two more after this.
Oh, there is.
Yeah. There's four books, but five movies. Oh. They have to make the fourth book is so big, it has to be two movies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't understand any of it, but you know what? It's not meant for me.
Right.
It's not meant for me to understand, so I digress. Let's start with Night and Day.
Night and Day. Actually, kind of fun.
Yeah?
I gotta say. I was really surprised. Yeah, it's all right. It's just completely throwaway, generic action comedy stupidness, but it moves.
Here's
it's thing,
Mike,
it's all right.
A lot of people are going to the movies, mm-hmm. and this Night and Day has done so poorly at the box office.
Yeah.
That there's talk that they might not let Tom Cruise make any more movies.
I mean, that's like ever again.
Said. Yeah, mm-hmm. no.
Done. Yeah, nah. He'll be fine. He's actually okay in it.
Yeah.
It's him not working so hard, which is great. He's fine when he just gets to be light and funny and not emote
Act like
so
a
much.
Human being.
Yeah, he's okay. And Cameron Diaz is pretty great.
Yeah.
I generally don't like her. And she was fine. She was kind of adorable. It's just what you want it to be. It's like Killers, but just done correctly. It's okay.
Okay.
All right.
I had no problem
with
it.
Would you have enjoyed it more had you not just seen Killers?
Yeah.
Like, if you had seen this first, it would have been better for
you. Yeah, I did spend a lot of time just going, I just saw this scene. I just saw this horrible scene with Ashton Kutcher. Yeah.
Most of this audience has not seen Killers, so they'll
probably
like it a little bit more than you did.
Yeah. It's fine. It's completely throwaway. You don't have to see it. You don't have to not. Whatever. It's fine.
But if you have a choice between this and Killers.
Yeah, go see this.
Yes.
For sure. Go see this over most of your choices, these days, to be honest. Yeah. I also saw Grown Ups, the Adam Sandler thing.
Yeah.
Speaking of which.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was surprised, Mike, reading your interview, you didn't hate this.
I didn't hate it. No, it's not bad. It's kind of, it's light. It's pleasant. It's Big Chilly in a way, in a gross out, stupid comedy way.
Okay.
It's okay. We made fun of Salma Hayek quite a bit last week for her completely I've given up readings.
Yeah.
It turns out that's actually the character. She's actually kind of given up.
She's given up on the guys.
Exactly. She's just over them. So she's actually pretty good at it. Yeah. But they're all fine. I don't laugh at those jokes. I don't think Sandler's funny. I don't think Rob Schneider is funny. But they're making each other laugh, so God bless.
Okay.
All right.
So that's not a horrible review.
No, it's not for me, but it's okay. It's all right. Then the Twilight sequel, Eclipse, another one that's not for me by any means, but it sure is for the 14-year-old girls in the audience. Uh-huh. They love this.
Yeah.
They are loving this thing.
A screening at the Rave Cinemas 53, or what is it called there? Rave Show?
Rave Motion Pictures Davenport 53.
Well, that's...
Rolls right off the tongue.
That's not going to happen. You need to rethink the name of your place. God bless. Welcome to town, but no one's going to call it that. I've heard reports that when you've got your Jacob and your...
Edward. Yeah.
Now, Jacob's the werewolf.
Jacob's the werewolf, yeah.
And I've heard reports that when he shows up, and he basically throughout most of the movie, he doesn't wear a shirt.
Right.
And girls just scream... like it's the Sullivan Show
in
64.
It's like the Beatles. Yes, exactly.
Throughout
like the
whole
Beatles
movie,
just landed.
They keep doing it?
They only did it the first couple times.
First couple times.
The first one, there was giggling for a good 10, 15 seconds. Uh-huh. I mean, that wasn't coming from
you,
oh my God,
was
I can't believe that. No, I was like weeping, going, why am I at this thing?
Okay, so then how is this one compared to the other ones, or is it just interchangeable?
I don't know if the series is wearing me down, or if I'm just like
Or just the fact that you maybe know it better now.
The thing is, though, I don't remember really what happens from one movie to another. Things will happen in this, and I'm like, who's that character? What's going on?
Because you're not paying attention.
And I just saw it 7 months ago, the other sequel. But I literally don't remember because it doesn't matter to me in the slightest. But I don't know if it's just wearing me down or if I'm just, you know, giving up.
Yeah.
But it's not hard to sit through this thing.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
The romantic triangle between the three, Team Edward and Team Jacob and Bella, you know, I could care less. But there's a lot of really interesting stuff going on the sides, and you got Dakota Fanning all weird and scary, and you know, you got that Ron Howard kid who's always kind of creepy.
Ron Howard kid?
Bryce Dallas Howard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She's in it?
Yeah, she's in it, and you know, it moves pretty quickly. It's all right.
I have a clip.
I don't
here.
Hate it.
I have a clip from the new movie. Now, this is New Moon.
New Moon on Monday.
Twilight
Saga.
There you go.
Eclipse
is
the name of the movie. Yeah. And here's a clip.
Edward?
If you ever touch her against her will again.
Don't do this.
She's not sure what she wants.
Don't do this.
Let me give you a clue. Wait for her to say the words.
Fine.
And she will.
Jacob, just go, okay?
Hey. Easy, guys. Easy. Let's take it down a notch. All right? What's going on? I kissed Bella.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I wish the acting was better. What can you do?
Is there a camp counselor in this? Who is that guy?
Welcome to Dracula Camp, everyone. I'm your camp counselor.
Let's bring it down.
We're going to be doing arts and crafts, or as I call it, arts and farts and crafts. Does this take place at Camp Bottom Out?
Yeah.
From the classic Canadian sex romp. Oddballs.
There you go.
What's the name of the camp in Wet Hot American Summer?
Oh, I wish I could remember.
Oh,
I need to see that movie again. It's been a while.
Best movie ever.
It is pretty great.
Yeah.
So it's all right.
Do the adults know that there's vampires and werewolves in school?
I don't think so. That's a really great question, actually, because they don't really address it. They've kind of gotten rid of... In the first movie, we had a lot to do with the high school students that they hung around with and the parents and stuff. And I think the idea was that, no, nobody knew there were vampires. But... Now we don't even deal with the non-vampires, non-werewolves pretty much at all. So I don't even know if they know that there's vampires amongst us. I don't think so, but I don't know. Again, they don't explain it. They expect you to know because all the people going to see this movie know.
Yeah, see,
they know what's going on. I just don't.
And I never will.
Nah, you're all right. You're not missing much.
Now the movie that I texted Mike yesterday or two days
ago. Yes, you did.
I was so excited when I was reading about this. The TV show is Avatar, The Last Airbender. They had to change the name to The Last Airbender because if you put Avatar, people are going to expect a different movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Although, I think that this was Avatar well before the other Avatars.
Yeah, it's been on TV for a while, right?
It's a mid-aughts. Anime show on Nickelodeon, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
The Last Airbender.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. I'm just learning, too, yeah.
Okay. Mike?
Yeah.
I'm just going to let you talk for a couple minutes. Because this is, I've been just salivating over this review.
I'm not sure where to begin with this thing. I kind of expected it to be bad just because it's M. Night Shyamalan. Mm-hmm. And all of his stuff is bad.
Right.
It's all bad.
Right.
I think it takes about 3 minutes for you to realize this one's going to be something really special. This one's really going to be kind of staggeringly inept. It's, first of all, the 3D, wow. If they make another 3D movie after this, it's going to be shocking because, I mean, it's the worst, darkest, blurriest effect you've ever seen. I had to take off the glasses for a while just to look at the blurry screen because it was brighter at least. It was waking up my eyeballs a little bit by doing that.
Yeah.
It looks terrible. But the effects are god-awful. The acting is really, really bad. But boy, oh boy, the dialogue is priceless.
Uh-huh.
Some of the worst, funniest lines. I mean, this is a Mystery Science Theater movie just waiting to happen.
Really? Yeah.
This is classic. Here's my favorite. I brought this one because I was worried I was going to forget it. There are certain things.
In the long history of Mike making appearances on the show,
he's never brought notes.
Now, this one I had to share. This one's too priceless. There are certain things man should not tamper with. The spirits in the spirit world is one of them. That's my favorite. I like that.
That's one of them.
The spirits and the spirit world is one of them. Great. There's also a wonderful moment where things are blowing up and there's fire coming from the sky and the little airbender kid, runs up to one of the monks and says, "Is there a spiritual place where I can meditate?"
That's...
Could I get out of here?
Yeah. Is there a spiritual quiet place where I can meditate?
Is there a spot where I can get some quiet?
you got Dev Patel. Dev Patel from Slumdog Millionaire. That sweet-eyed kid, you know, playing like the head bad guy in this thing. And his entrance line, where the hell is that? His entrance line is, "Bring me all your elderly." And you're like, are you going to carry their groceries?
Let me help someone across the street.
It's one after another. I wrote down like 10 lines. It's just the funniest freaking thing in the world.
I have a little bit of the trailer here to play.
Oh, good. I hope so.
The Fire Nation has declared war. But some believe there is still hope.
I always knew you'd return. You are the only one who can control all the elements and bring peace to our world.
I will stop them.
You may already be too late.
Yeah.
Mike,
This
is the first of a proposed trilogy. You understand
It ends, and it ends in a way where you're like, there's going to be two sequels. not even a sequel. Two sequels they're setting up for this damn thing.
Now, you can watch this in 2D. If the 3D
you can,
is too much
and I wanted to. I tried. It didn't work out with my schedule. I accidentally wound up having to pay $10.75 for this thing. It was like, are you kidding? Really?
So...
Wow. Stunning. I'd almost say go.
So bad that it's worth seeing.
We have to stop M. Night Shyamalan. At some point, someone has to say, that's it. No more movies for you. No more.
Yeah.
You're ruining Hollywood.
There was a thing in Entertainment Weekly I was reading 2 months ago where he was saying, this is far and away the best thing I have ever done.
Well, maybe that's true.
God. Can you imagine?
Do you have any idea what happened in the movie? Because I'm reading some reviews where they just don't understand.
I don't understand what happened. No. Scene after scene. And all the scenes kind of end you like 2 minutes before they reach their point. You know, and so you're just kind of left in the dark. I have no idea what was happening.
So there's
This kid can bend air, and he has to learn how to bend water, fire, and earth. And then he spends like another hour and a half learning to bend water. And then it sets up for, and in the sequels... Next, you know, earth, next fire, you know, and the people want to destroy him for one reason or another. I don't know why.
What was the response of the people when they left the theater?
There were, for the love of God, there was a family that applauded the ending, and I couldn't tell if it was because they were just so thrilled it was over or if they were actual fans of Nickelodeon. Yeah,
uh-huh.
But I did hear, there was one guy who was sitting in my row with me who was kind of chortling under his breath the way I was, which was cool.
There are a lot of kids that are really looking forward to this movie.
And they're probably going to love it, but I mean, they're not going to realize that it's just this humongous piece of crap, this really terrible, terrible thing that Shyamalan has done. Oh, wow. It's staggeringly bad.
Yeah.
It might be the new low for the year. It might be worse than Cop Out.
Is this better than Cop Out as far as being the awfulest movie of the year?
Cop Out is just kind of just stupid. Just, you know, you just want to kick it.
Right.
But this one, you want to, like, file an injunction against it. It's like, come on. I want to sue somebody. So.
Okay.
Hateful.
Well, that sounds like a
low. You sat in a dark room and watched a dark movie that you don't understand any of it, and the dialogue was ridiculous.
Oh, it was heinous. That was a horrible thing. Wow.
See, I almost want to go see this.
Yeah. You almost should, just because, really, it's... You'll be staggered at how inept this worst acting I think I've ever seen. It's like the most expensive home movie ever made.
Here's the thing.
Terrible.
Here's the thing. Rhonda eventually will get her hands on this.
Uh-huh.
At the video store.
Yeah.
And usually she'll ask if I know anything about them. Then I'll just say no. I don't know anything about it.
Just sucker punch.
Go ahead and enjoy.
Okay. That's sweet.
Uh-huh. What do you know about this one?
No,
I've never heard of it.
Nothing.
I like the line where the little girl goes, "You are the only one who can control all the elements."
Oh, all the acting's on that level. There's her older brother in the movie can't say the sentence "me too" without it sounding awkward. It's like, wow, you couldn't even say that line.
You are the only one who can control all the elements.
Yeah. Like it's iambic pentameter. It's, wow. Jeez. It's stunning. Okay. I'd almost see it again. You're tempted. When that's on DVD, that might be a party with some drinks, get some friends over. Oh, no, we're watching Airbender tonight. Because I've done that with, what is that one, Lady in the Water?
Yeah,
I've had a few nights where friends kind of have to get together and watch that.
Is M. Night Shyamalan, am I saying that right?
Yeah, I think.
Is he our generation's Ed Wood? I mean...
He could easily be, except, yeah.
But with a bigger budget, obviously.
Yeah. If Ed Wood fooled the masses into thinking he actually was somebody.
This is going to be his last movie, isn't it?
Oh, for the love, please.
No, we thought like two more.
Lady in the Water should have been, and then The Happening should have been. Wow.
Right? If this thing does poorly at the box office, then he'll be done.
This is going to do a free fall for sure. I mean, it's gotta. No movie that's this ungodly bad makes that much. Well, Transformers 2 did make $400 million. I take it back.
Is this better or worse than Transformers 2?
I don't know. I really hated Transformers 2 a lot. That was aggressively awful. And this one's just kind of like, wow. It just, slides under your skin awful. It's like, it's...
But see, at the end of it, you did get a kick out of the movie.
I kind of enjoyed, right, and Transformers, I just hated it, and I never wanted to be near it again. This one, I'm almost thinking about when can I go and see it again. And I've got a weekend free,
here's the thing. I imagine if we were to go, Mike, you and me were to go to the movies, I imagine that, like, you would be sitting there, and you'd wait for these lines, and then you'd, like, you're going to poke the guy next to you, like, huh? Did I tell you? You are the only one who can control all the elements. Huh? What did I say? Oh, get ready for this one. Get ready for this one. You are the only one who can control all the elements. Huh?
Might be worth seeing again, see what drinking games you can kind of create as a result, you know?
He's Mike Schultz. Have a good 4th of July, my friend.
You too, guys. Absolutely.
Next week, it's Despicable Me. The Grease sing-along movie.
What is
I'm
that?
I'm not sure we're getting that.
No?
I don't think that's opening in a lot of markets.
Predators is next week. And Winnebago Man I don't think is opening here. But please have that open here.
Yeah, at some point.
We need
right?
to do eventually. A Dave and Darren screening of that somewhere.
Eventually, yes. Yeah.
All right, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for
coming.
Read
his
reviews and hear all of them at rcreader.com. We're Dave and Darren, and this is Rock 104.9.